The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 129, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to talk about where you can find math in the snow. Now let's get started.
A couple of weeks ago, we did a podcast about where to find math in the winter, but this episode is about where you can find math in the snow. We realize that some of our listeners might live in tropical places and don't have the unique experience of playing in the snow, but with worldwide travel, the opportunity to experience snow does exist.
As I'm writing this podcast at the end of December, we are breaking records for the warmest weather in Wisconsin for this time of the year. We experienced a brown Christmas with no snow anywhere and the temperatures in the 50s. This type of December weather is unheard of, but of course we are not complaining. We know snow will be here soon, so we are prepared to embrace it and all it has to offer.
First, we can use our rulers or yardsticks to explore how much snow we have in the ground. We could keep track of the snow levels on a calendar or in a journal, and then do some comparing to find out how much snow was added or melted from the previous day or the previous week. Not only is this information interesting, it can also let children know that addition and subtraction can be used when comparing two numbers.
Knowing one and two more or less of any number and comparing numbers to benchmarks such as 5 and 10 are both number sense components according to Dr. Sarama and Dr. Clements. So measuring snow levels is a fun way to experience winter and develop number sense.
Another way to find math in the snow is to build a snowman. Young children love to roll the snow and they can use their counting skills to add eyes, nose, mouth, and buttons to make a snowman unique. Jan told me she keeps an old black hat in her closet just for the purpose of putting it on a snowman. Kids can use rocks for eyes and a carrot or stick for the nose. Buttons can be made out of rocks or any circular objects.
Having raised four boys, I know that making snow forts is another fun math activity. Making a snow fort usually starts with making and counting as many snowballs as possible, and then using the snowballs to make a fort to offer protection during a snowball fight. Of course, you can't use that light, fluffy snow we sometimes get at the beginning of winter. You need that heavy, wet snow that really sticks together. If you get snow in March, that snow is usually the best for making forts.
We mentioned this in another previous podcast, but reading a book called The Snowy Day by Ezra Jack Keats is another wonderful snow activity. This story is about Peter, a young boy who explores the snow outside his home and makes it into an adventure. This book might inspire a child to go outside and experience winter in many ways with the opportunity to find math.
Another fun snow math activity is to have a number scavenger hunt in the snow. You can use the popular snow paint or just a liquid watercolor to draw numbers randomly around the yard. Then have your child explore with a list of the numbers to try and find them written in the snow. You can choose lower numbers if your child is still learning the numbers to 10, or you can use higher two-digit numbers like 47 to challenge a child.
That sounds like so much fun. And you know, I like the idea of creating a treasure hunt for your child and burying a treasure chest in the snow for your child to find. Parents can create a treasure hunt map showing a child landmarks in a yard and how many steps they need to move in specific directions. Counting and moving at the same time will help your child to understand that numbers are always in a specific order and that counting steps is done carefully, with each step getting only one number. Children also learn that the last step tells how many steps they've taken in all.
A buried treasure does sound exciting. That would make for a great birthday party activity for a child with a winter birthday. So let's do a recap of all the snow math activities we have talked about today. First, we talked about using rulers or yardsticks to measure the snow levels and then keeping track on a calendar to compare the levels of snow for a month.
Next, we talked about making a snowman and having children count the number of eyes, nose, and buttons we put on the snowman.
Then I talked about making and counting snowballs to make a snow fort before possibly having a friendly snowball fight.
We also mentioned a popular book called The Snowy Day by Ezra Jack Keats to get your child inspired to go outside and experience winter.
Next, we talked about using snow paint to create a number scavenger hunt, where children have a list of numbers they need to find written in the snow, randomly spread out in a yard full of snow.
And we ended with a fun party idea of burying a treasure in the snow and creating a treasure map for your child to use to find the buried treasure. Hopefully, you'll experience the snow this winter somewhere and can try to find and use a few of these activities for making math fun in the snow.
If you would like ideas for more math games, go explore our website at www.10minutemath.com. That website again is tenminutemath.com. You will find ideas under the tab on top labeled Parent Page and the one called Free Resources. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun!